here's a story from The World.
Tintin was one of the most popular European comic book characters of the 20th century and continues to find, fans around the globe. As you may know, the main character Tintin is a teenage reporter who, along with his dog Snowy, find themselves in various countries solving mysteries. From the 1920s to the 1980s, Belgian cartoonist Hergé, real name Georges Rémy, published 24 comic books about Tintin set in Peru, Morocco, Egypt, China, the U.S., and what was then the Soviet Union, but never in Bangladesh. Several months ago, R.J. Oppu decided to fix that. Oppu is a radio personality in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh. Oppu, welcome to the show.
Hello, Marco. I'm really glad. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. I'm doing an interview with you, and it's about Tintin.
You've been a fan since you were a kid. What is it about Tintin that first captured your imagination when you were young and growing up in Bangladesh?
I grew up reading all those amazing books about detectives and adventure. When I got to know about Tintin and when I started reading it, I got amazed that this little kid with a dog solving the mysteries, it amazed me, literally amazed me. And I sometimes put myself in Tintin's shoe. I imagined myself as Tintin and I thought, what could I do if I was Tintin? I remember when I was a child, I was dying for a dog like Snowy. I wanted that. But it never happened, actually. So it's amazing. It blew my mind, actually.
So, Oppu, you have now managed to get Tintin to Bangladesh. How and why did you do this?
That's pretty interesting, actually. When I was a child, I was always wondering why Tintin is not in Bangladesh. So I always wanted Tintin to be in Bangladesh, but it never happened. When I grew up and I got to know about Hergé and Tintin and its background story, I thought, if I can draw that, if I can do that, at least we can have an idea, what if Tintin came to Bangladesh? So what happened actually, 3 months back, I got infected by COVID. And I was isolated for 21 days in my house. So I have nothing to do. I was really upset, depressed. And all my doctors and friends, they all advised me, please stay positive, do stuff you want to do. So I thought, let's start drawing. One day I just thought, I am pretty confident I can draw Tintin. So I just drew Tintin in Dhaka in front of the National Parliament House of Bangladesh. And I posted it on my Facebook profile and everyone liked it. People started requesting me to get Tintin into their cities, their home and stuff. So I just kept going.
The Tintin in Dhaka in front of the National Assembly building, I mean, that was designed by architect Louis Kahn. I mean, these are really beautiful and I have to say proud depictions of Bangladesh.
Exactly.
To be clear, you're not creating whole new stories, though, just the cover art, right?
Exactly. It's just the cover arts, not the full stories.
So, Oppu, I'm wondering if you had to create a storyline for Tintin in Cox's Bazaar, Tintin and Dhaka, what does your imagination tell you about how that adventure might go?
That's a very interesting thing. When I drew Tintin in Dhaka, and I put Snowy in a leash, all the Tintin fans, they hated it. They said, oh, no, you can't do that. Snowy is a free dog. He's very intelligent. You don't have to put it in the leash and stuff. So my point was Dhaka is a very crowded city. People are all around you. You have cars and traffic jam and stuff. So I had to do that. You know that Snowy is very curious.
And rarely, rarely on a leash.
And he can run away. And so I put him on the leash because my first story would be Tintin losing Snowy in Dhaka. And trying to find him.
A more realistic view of life in modern Bangladesh. You know, Oppu, some volumes in the Tintin series have been deeply criticized for their colonial depictions of people who are not white, like Tintin in the Congo or Tintin in America.
Right.
Was that also in the back of your mind as something that needed correction?
When I grew up reading Tintin, I didn't understand that. But later on, when I got to know and understand, there are a few aspects that was back in my head, but not that much. Because I like the whole idea of Tintin, the brightness, the positiveness of that thing. So I always try to ignore that fact that there is some controversy, especially in Congo and Tintin in America.
You're more interested in the solving of crimes and the kind of justice for the right people.
Exactly, exactly.
So I've read that Tintin is really popular among Bengalis in Bangladesh, also in West Bengal and India. What is the story behind that? Is it simply the translations that came out in the 90s and 2000s?
Back in the 90s, the Bengali people and the Bengali kids, the only way they can entertain themselves when there is home is reading books, comic books, novels and stuff, those stuff. So at that time, there is no Bangla comics like this. There is no adventure-based Bangla comics. There is no cable TV. We don't have internet. So this was also a way to know about the Western culture or different cultures around the world. So that's why Tintin became a big hit in Bangladesh, actually. And there's this amazing fact that there are so many people out there who actually don't even realize that Tintin is not South Asian. It's so deep into our culture that people often accepts it as our own literature or culture. It's that much popular in our country. When I was a kid, I also thought that. He's one of us.
RJ Opu, real name Zahidul Haq, is a radio personality in Bangladesh and a huge fan of Tintin. You can see his fan-inspired cover art of Tintin in Bangladesh at theworld.org. Opu, thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much.